Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Professor Nadav Davidovich, Director of the School of Public Health at Ben-Gurion University of the Negev and an advisor to the Israeli government's coronavirus task force. Israel seemed to be a model country at the beginning, with Prime Minister Netanyahu saying that world leaders were regularly calling him with praise for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. What changed?
During the first wave, Israel was very eager to close all the borders. Also, we have in Israel contingency plans, and this is why at the beginning we had a very successful response. The problem was that after the first wave, we didn't take all the opportunities to prepare for future coronavirus cases. It was clear that we are not going to get into herd immunity. It was clear that vaccines are going to be far away. And there was a false assurance that actually corona is over. We are very successful. And people actually started to act as if corona is not here with us anymore. And this was a grave mistake.
Last May, when Israel's numbers seemed to be under control, the Prime Minister told everyone on live TV to go out and have a beer. Was he perhaps a bit premature? Is the exit from a shutdown perhaps the most critical part?
We need to remember that response for pandemics cannot be just reduced into either lockdown or not lockdown. A public health response must take into consideration both corona and non-corona cases, to see there is a continuity between the community and hospitals, testing policies, contact tracing. All of that required lots of attention. And unfortunately, Israel also entered the COVID-19 pandemic with very low resources, especially in the public health system. All the contact tracing system that is very professional suffered from lack of funding, problems with infrastructure. Now, after the first wave, we could expect that there were preparation in order to prepare for further infections of COVID-19, as it was sure that there are still cases among us and it's not over. But on top of not taking all the time to continue and preparing, we got very strong messages from the government, especially Prime Minister, but many others, that actually go and celebrate. We need now to go on with the economy. Now, the economy, of course, is very important, but moving ahead too fast, without checking every 2 or 3 weeks what is the influence of the measures of opening the economy, opening schools, this was a grave mistake, and people got into false assurance that actually the whole thing is over. On top of that, we saw also many government officials that were not respecting all the measures, and this created mistrust from the public, that another very important component in the bad response later on in the second wave.
You are listening to Professor Nadav Davidovich, Director of the School of Public Health at Ben-Gurion University of the Negev and an advisor to the Israeli government's coronavirus task force. Professor, a big complaint being heard is that the guidelines for the coming lockdown are full of zigzags and that there are too many exceptions. And the police, the people charged with enforcing the lockdown, say this will make their job impossible. How do you explain this?
So currently, because of not implementing many of the measures, especially the traffic light system that was based on more differentiated measures, very sadly, we're now facing a sharp rise in number of cases, but even more important, the hospital system is overwhelmed. It's still containing what is going on, but of course, we cannot wait until it's collapsed. So when the hospital system and especially the number of grave cases, ventilated cases went up, it was clear that we need to have other measures. And from my perspective, unfortunately, we went again because of lack of implementation, lack of compliance. trust issues. We went into a very drastic approach. And since we learned some of the lessons from the first wave, it was clear that this cannot be a total lockdown. And this created a very, very patchy approach. And many times it's not exactly clear. We think in the Israeli Public Health Physician Association that the main issue should be to differentiate between closed places and open places, and also create much more personal responsibility to go to the communities and see how we can engage with the local municipalities to create roundtables that are integrated, not just about lockdown and enforcement, but also about welfare and about education and all other social determinants of health, to see that the current stringent measures are actually not impinging too much, especially on the low socioeconomic group. But it's quite clear that because of many of perceived absurdities in the current interventions, I think that many people are expressing concerns that this actually will hurt the economy, but not get us into a better situation, especially that the measures saying us or indicators telling us how we should get out and when are not exactly still obtained or accepted. And that's another major problem as well.
There are some, perhaps many, who are saying that the overall Israeli mentality, perhaps led by an aversion to being seen as a friar or a sucker, is the real problem here, not policy or politics. What do you think is the chief issue to overcome in bringing the outbreak under control?
I personally think that right now, especially entering the high holidays, we should see how we can all together in solidarity actually work for the best of the common good. I don't think that we need to look for loopholes or thinking, you know, this sector or that sector is gaining more than other sector. We are all in this together. And the chief issue for me to overcome now the outbreak, because even after the lockdown that probably will take several weeks, we're going into, again, the traffic light system and other measures that are still about physical distancing, masks, hygiene. So it's not that after this week we are going into a paradise. The virus is still going to stay with us. So the main question is the question of trust and also leadership, especially local leadership. And I think that now before the high holidays, we need to send messages of solidarity. We need to think each community how to treat best and deal with the situation all together, to think about other issues than lockdown, such as the nutrition, the elderly, welfare, mental health. This is much more problematic much more complex and nuanced than just numbers of cases. It is also about quality of life and also about resilience, community resilience, and solidarity.
Professor Nadav Davidovich, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.